And then when Tony died in January, and I got the flu. I'd gone down with Nora from Creevy Lodge to see Annie Manning get married and John.
Yes, yeah.
And I said to Nora, I don't feel very well. And I'd been with some people who had the flu. And this, I mean, when you have real flu, you can't lift your head from the thing. And I came home. And in the morning, I phoned dear Pat of Pat and Bernard. Mm-hmm. And Pat was a nurse. And she had come up at times. And they would let me go shopping. And Tony had the phone beside him. And I could get into Blairgowrie or to Perth occasionally to shop. And that time when I knew, Pat said she and Bernard had been out the night before, as you do with Hogmanay, they'd been visiting people. But they came, I said, I can't, I'm too ill, I can't get Tony up and dress him. So they came up and they said, well, you'll have to try to get him in a nursing home. We had a bit of difficulty, but we finally did find him a room in Rosemount. But he just lived for a few days. I think it was about 5 days. Mm. But I know that people like the McDonald's and that visited him, and you know, he wasn't alone when he died. So that is the sort of main thing.
What did he die of, Dawn?
Well, it was really his lungs. And his, I think it was a chest infection. And then his heart just gave out. But he was 80, so, you know, he had quite a good life, really. Mm-hmm.